And we had a boy, after a few months, we had a young man, it was a saved man, named Henry Hicks. He was about 6'3", just a tall, lanky fella. And he and his wife became members of our church. And he used to sing that song all the time. And I've never heard it sing since then. What a tremendous song, Five Rows Back. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not saved today, I don't care if you're five rows or two rows or one row or 10 rows, you ought to come and get saved. Ask Christ to save you. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
We're glad you're here. And by the way, next Sunday, Dr. Mark Sigstad will be with us, one of the greatest preachers in America. Brother Bob Bevington, Baron Preciosito, will be with us on Sunday night, I believe. And also Baron Preciosito, Dale Money. And so, but Brother Mark will be doing all the preaching next week, but we'll be kicking off the seed line. And we're going to have a special day next Sunday. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss next Sunday. Then we're going to need you coming on Monday and Tuesday of that following week to be putting those John and Romans together. And then, boy, what a day. We got all that. Then Wednesday, the service then. Then Thursday, ABL. That's not this week, the following week. We've got a lot planned. Amen? We're excited about you being here on Father's Day. By the way, Pastor Dave, I have him now teaching Sunday school. If you didn't get here as for Sunday school, shame on you. And but we're on. He just got about halfway through the first page of the lesson four, the church, an organism, not an organization. What a phenomenal job he did. He'll be teaching every Sunday. He's going to be doing these 10 lessons. I'm going to have him be teaching. And so, measuring the church by the Bible. Let me encourage you adults to come out at 9:30. And we have classes for kids of all ages. Come on out. Pastor Dave will be doing a great job. And by the way, we were excited yesterday. He received a phone call. Pastor Dave will be receiving an honorary doctorate degree. And he deserves it. He's served here for over 15 years in several different capacities. Dr. Keyes on call and Miles Tomei and said they would like to give Pastor Dave a doctorate for his service to God. And so we're working on it. They actually wanted to come next Sunday. We couldn't push it in. And so we'll be working on a date in the future. And Pastor Dave will be receiving a doctorate degree. Amen?
Amen.
So we're happy about that. Amen. Alrighty. Father's Day. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Glad you're here. Choir, I like that song too. So Pastor Dave in the future will be Dr. Pepper, I guess. Hey, doctor. Hey, Doc. What's up, Doc? Get your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. And when you have that, hold that place and turn to Exodus in the front of your Bible, chapter 20, verse 12. And when you have both spots, stand. We'll read it. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. When you have that stand for the reading of God's Word. Boy, it's a great, look at the full building today. That's not counting all the kids you have and the adults working in other places. We're glad to have each one of you. Young people, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word in honor of God's Word? Thank you. Danny, the title of the message, Father's Day 2008. Father's Day 2008. Brother Steve, I've got the sign. I'll show it to you after. It's really sharp. Wilson Memorial Park. You'll see it's sharp. It's really sharp. We might have it before you play Graham Road. But already. Now, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Notice what the Bible says. Today's Father's Day. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be... Hey, young people, listen to the Bible. Honor thy father and thy mother. By the way, old people, listen to the Bible. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That was one of the Ten Commandments. Now, turn to the book of Ephesians, the New Testament, chapter 6. Children, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's only right that you obey your parents. Verse 2. Here we go again. I thought I just heard that from Moses over in Exodus. You see, God never changed his stand on what you're supposed to do with your mom and daddy.
That's right.
Verse 2, Ephesians 6. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious word of God. And Lord, I pray that can be a blessing today, the young people and the men and all the ladies. And Father, help me to have a challenge to rise up and walk with you. Bless all the men here today. Thank you for the fathers of America. Lord, raise up great fathers that would do something for Christ. We ask these things in Christ's wonderful name. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. Today's Father's Day. Today we're honoring all the men on this special day. By the way, I thank God for each of the men today. Thank God for the fathers of America. Amen? May God, by the way, may God richly bless each one of you fellows. Did you notice as I read to you that God in his holy word in the Old Testament and the New Testament said, honor thy father? How many got that? Honor thy father. You know, when Jesus was on earth, he always honored the Father. He was a perfect example for us. He always honored the Father. Now, look at Ephesians 6:3. That you're supposed to honor your father, young people, or even if you're older, that it may be well with thee, that thou mightest live long on the earth. How many want to live long on the earth? Better obey your parents, then. Better honor them. Better respect them. You know, what is it on this Father's Day? What is it to show honor? If you looked up the Webster Dictionary, 1828 Dictionary, you'd see it said to reverence, to revere, to respect. In other words, you are to look up to your father. You are to respect him. You're to obey him. You're to honor his word and his wishes. Are you still with me? You know, look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Can I just say something to all the kids right now? You listen to this preacher right now. I don't care how spiritual you think you are. I don't care how great you're walking with God. I'm going to give you a statement that Dr. House said years ago at a youth conference. Matter of fact, I don't think he even prayed. He came out, he would talk to the people. He just came out and said, if you're not right with your parents, you're not right with God. That's how he started the youth conference out. Can I start this Father's Day message out today? If you're not right with your mom and dad, you're not right with God. No, you listen to me. If you're not right with your mom and dad, don't tell me how spiritual you are. Don't tell me how much you love God. You're not right with God. By the way, can I talk to you, some of you older folks that still got your parents? If you're not right with your mom and dad, you're not right with God. Honor thy father and mother. Brother Bill, I love you, and you're a good man, and I know you honor your mama. But if you ever get a time where you don't honor your mama, you're not right with God. And God will put you in the deep freeze. And that's an air condition you won't be able to fix until you warm up. But thank God he does love his mama. Now you look up here. Some of you kids mistreat your parents. You kids make fun of your parents. You make a heart. You yell at your parents. You disobey your parents. Don't tell me you love God. Because if you really love God, you'd love your mom and dad.
Amen.
Hey, little girl, don't talk to him. He's got enough problems taking care of me, and he knows I'm filing in on him today. So I don't want you to get him in trouble. By the way, he's been here since he's been a little fella. He's been in trouble with the preacher a lot of times. And he knows when the old man gets mad, not to mess with him. Today's not the day to mess. And he knows it. It's my boy. Look sharp. I like that badge. Are you listening to me? One thing on Father's Day we need to start right. We need to get back to honoring our mother and dad. Amen. We need to start honoring our mom and dad. We've got a bunch of rebellious kids in the world today, and I'm going to tell you why. They've left the Word of God, and they left the first place. See, your first authority in the home is your mom and dad. I know you girls are all big in the back row there. But if you disobey your mom and dad, God says you're disobedient. And he said, you're not walking with me. I don't care if you go to Bethel Baptist Christian Academy or not, and I'm glad you do, by the way. But Pastor Dave, I don't care how we've got a lot of kids who go to Christian Academy, and we're thankful for them. But if they're not right with their mom and dad, they're not right with God. Whether you go to Christian school or not, whether you're a member of Bethel Baptist Church or not. Andrew, one of the greatest things you can do in your life, and I know you do, or your dad will whip the fire out of you. Well, maybe not no more, you're getting too big. But he'll tell you how his dad used to him. You honor mom and dad. Well, preacher, I don't think they're right all the time. They don't have to be right all the time. Sit up, would you please sit up? Sit up, would you, son? Thank you. Both of you, thank you. I don't think we do have to mind all the time. Listen, they don't have to be right. God says obey them no matter what. Amen. God says honor no matter what. See, what's the trouble is this. See, if you won't honor and obey your mom and dad, then you're not going to obey and honor God. And then what you are, you're a rebel. Then you're ungodly. And that's why you get in a lot of trouble. And by the way, every time you go against your mom and dad, I wish I'd have brought a calendar with me. I wish I'd have brought a calendar. Let's just pretend this. I'm going to use this as a calendar. Yeah, I'm going to use one of these. I'll make another one. Every time, let's just pretend this is a calendar. Every time you go against your mom and dad, you just lost some time on earth. Oh, you did it again? Kiss that month goodbye. I don't care, preacher. Well, kiss that one goodbye. And see, your heart becomes harder and harder and more evil and more evil. Instead of being repentant, say, oh, God, I'm wrong. The preacher tried to tell me. The Word of God tried to. And the next thing you know, you're just a young stinking kid on drugs and out drinking, out in trouble. And next thing you die, I go to the hospital. You're in the hospital overdose, and they're pumping your stomach, or you're out in trouble, and you end up in prison, and you die in prison at the age of 30. And you wonder, how did this happen? I'll tell you how it happened. I'll tell you how it starts. It starts right into your house. Austin, you're a good kid. You want to stay a good kid? Levi, you want to stay a good kid? You keep obeying your mom and dad. Amen. Levi, I don't care if you agree with mom and dad or not, you still obey them. Amen. Hey, we know. Dad said, we're going to the stinking game on opening day. It was like 40 degrees. We still went. We froze, but we went. The next year, though, we got them to call it off. I don't care if this is a dollar hot dog night. Ain't no ball games worth of 40 degrees. And we love opening day, but we gotta go this year yet. You young people, you teenagers and you young people in your 20s, you need to listen to your mom and dad. Yeah, I got me some kids back here. Monica is going to be a doctor. And Heather, she's just going to be a beauty queen. No, she's going to do something special. I'm glad you obeyed your mom and dad. Josh, what a great kid. I was telling Mike and Blinn how proud I am of them, Josh. Such a good, you know why, you know one reason you're not, you know one reason you're so good, Josh? You've learned obeying mom and dad. You listen to me. You watch me. Here's going to be a doctor too. And these kids, all the parents are loving this, aren't they? Hey kids, don't give up on me, kids. I'm going to get to the parents at the end. I spend more time in the end than I do in the beginning. You're going to be a doctor in about 10 more years. Danny said, I only got 8 more years to go, preacher. He's going to get some money from the banker, Jordan, and pay the rest of his life. I know you kids are growing up going to college, but you still obey mom and dad. Amen. And God will bless you. Listen to me. God blesses those that honor their mom and dad. Say that. God blesses those who honor their mother and father. I'm going to tell you. See what it says there in church? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's only right that you obey him. Well, I'll obey him if he gives me allowance. No. You don't get paid for doing something right. You're supposed to do it. Now, if they want to be a blessing to you, fine. But no matter what, you're supposed to do it. You know what? I know that the society today really makes it hard for raising kids. But really, what kids really need is an old-fashioned strapping. Not hitting in the face, not hitting in the face, not brutalizing them. I'm just talking about the old time, and the old people know what I'm talking about. The leather strap, Grandma, or the switch that we went out and got from the tree. And buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, yippee-yay-kay-yay! Grandma knows what I'm talking about. When my mom and dad, when they fired me up, they fired me up. And it left marks. Today, you put a mark on your kid. They go to the government and say, look what they did. Then they put your mom and dad in prison. Shame on you. Amen. You just put yourself in prison. Yes. You're going to be going to a place called darkness real soon. The trouble with parents, they're afraid to spank their children. By the way, there's a right way to correct children. There's a wrong way. I'm not talking about, if you're mad, you shouldn't be spanking your children. Well, preacher, that's why I'm spanking them, because I'm mad. No, you shouldn't let it get that far. Amen. Well, they kept disobeying me until I lost my temper. No. Hey, Carl, my dad never lost his temper when he spanked me. Here's how it worked, bud. My dad said, Richard, oh, he actually said, Dr. Skyver? By them, call me Rich. My dad. He said, Rich, do this. Now, my dad wasn't mad. Hey, I want you to do this. Take the garbage out. Or something. And it was really cool how my dad worked. He never lost his temper. Not on that. If I did it, I didn't get spanked. If I didn't, he just got up and started whopping me. Didn't I tell you? You were supposed to do that? Yes, I'm doing it right now, Dad. I really got the message real quick from my dad. When Dad said something, I was to respond. If I didn't, he responded. So I thought my response, Brother Rods, was a whole lot better than having my dad respond. By the way, that's how God works. We're all his children. He asks us to obey. If we don't, the Bible says in Hebrews, he chastens us, he spanks us, everyone that's his. Are you still with me? Isn't this a great Father's Day message? Yes. Children, obey your parents. If you're not right with your parents, you're not right with God. And I don't care if you're young or old. Some of you adults have not talked to your mother for a year. Shame on you. Some of you have not talked to your dad for a year. Shame on you. Get mad at me if you want. But God says, see, I let the kids have it here. But you need just as much. So what happened, see, some of them are like you. And they grew up, they're just older. They're an older version of you kids. Hello? Don't kid yourself. Anyone that's not right with their mom and dad are not spiritual. I don't care how much you read your Bible, how much you pray. If you're not right with mom and dad, you're not spiritual. That's all pretext. It's a phony. Hello? Verse 2 and 3. Not only is it right to obey them, but it's a commandment. Look at verse 2 and 3 in Ephesians 6. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment of promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long. You know what that is? The commandment of promise? I love this. God promises something. It's a commandment of promise. Look up here. Everyone look up here. God says, I promise you, if you honor your mom and dad, I will bless you. That it may be well with you. But he said, I also promise. See, it's a commandment with promise. How many say that? It's a commandment of promise. See, in hope of Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie, promised before the world began. See, God promises something. He said, I promise you, children, if you obey your mom and dad and you honor them, I will bless you. But I also promise, if you don't obey them, if you don't honor them, I will curse you. If you obey them, it'll be well with you. If you don't obey them, it'll be bad for you. If you obey them, you'll live long. If you don't obey them, you're cutting your life. Hello. God promises are always true, and God keeps his promise. Yeah, listen, you that still have your parents, you should thank God for them. Amen. Let me just take a few minutes here. If you still got your parents, most of you kids are young, you'll have your parents. I'm talking about some of the old ones, older. You still have your parents. You ought to thank God for them. Amen. I was talking to Brother Mark and reminiscing about my dad. I love my dad. He's going to be with his dad today, this afternoon after church. He said, Preacher, I think I should be. I said, I know you should be with him. He'll have to drive out of town to go see him. I said, you need to be with him. I said, Mark, I'd love to be with my dad today. I'm glad you're with dad today. Andy would love to be with his dad today. See, my dad was my best friend. I hunted with my dad. I fished with my dad. I worked with my dad. Actually, when I got married, I thought about having my dad be my best man. My dad should have probably been my best man, but he had to walk down the aisle with my mother, so I didn't know how to do both of them. I did everything with my dad. I love my dad beyond measure. I remember little Eddie one day was having to talk about being with grandma and grandpa, and I said, Eddie, you go be with your grandpa and you be with your dad. If the Lord don't come back, someday they won't be here. You take advantage. Levi, you do all you can with your daddy. You boys, you do all you can with your daddy now, because one day your daddy will be gone and it'll be too late then. You'll say, I wish I had. I wish I told him I loved him. I wish I'd obeyed him then. I wish I'd have been better then. You better do it now while you got the chance. Yep. One thing, Brother Kenny, I could say this. When my dad was alive, I loved him and I honored him. I respected him. I looked up to him. Even after I got married, when my dad said something to me, I tried to obey his honor. I honored his wishes and what he wanted. I loved him beyond measure. And then he died when I was 23 years old. I lost my dad when I was 23 years old. Tammy was 1 year old when her grandpa Skyver died. You got your parents today. You ought to go to your parents. You ought to go to your dad. If your dad's still with you today, you kids, I don't care if you big kids, you listen to me. You little, young people ought to do this. Just, you ought to go to your dad and say, Dad, I love you. I know they're macho, and they might just, but inside they like hearing that. Amen. You ought to go to your dad today and say, I love you, Dad, and I thank God for you. Yep. Wouldn't help hurt you to say that to your mama, too. Hello. I'll tell you what's wrong with America's home. I'll tell you why we're crumbling. We're crumbling at the foundation, and the foundation starts with mom and dad. Yep. Built upon Christ. And when you don't even have the, Brother Mark, when you don't have kids that even honor their parents, your kids do. But when you lose that foundation, you've got a problem in your home. And that's why our homes are all chaos and tore up and turmoil. Our homes are sometimes just hard to stay in them homes because there's so much problem and violence and trouble. And I'll tell you why they're so violent and troublesome. There's no honor for the parent. And you, some of you older folks, you know I'm telling you the truth. You haven't talked to your mom and dad in a while. You better go home today and get on the phone, call your mom and dad and say, I love you. And I want to tell you, I thank God for you. Hello? Huh. Listen, I wish I could be with my dad today. I wish I could be with Rosie's dad today. I loved him like a second dad. He was so, Mr. Cockrell, Grandpa Cockrell, Rosie's dad was so special. He was like, after my dad died, he became like my own dad again. You know, my dad would work 6 and 7 days a week. So I could never, you listen to me. I was talking to somebody this week about, was it Pastor Dave or maybe it was Coolidge? I don't remember who it was. But I was talking to someone this week. Libby, I never went hungry as a child. I never went hungry as a child. I don't know who I was talking to somebody about that. I don't know who I was. But I never went hungry as a child, Jimmy. Oh, we never had. I lived in an average home. I lived in North Toledo. I mean, there was nothing fancy about it. But my home was always warm. I always had shoes. I always had clothes. Look up here. My dad worked 6 and 7 days a week. So I could have food and a roof over my head and clothes on my back and shoes on my feet, made sure I got to school, provided everything I needed. You know what? Some of you kids, you know, you never realize what mom and dad go through just to give you the basic needs of today. Worse, you know, you older people, you know, you say, well, I don't care about them. Well, why don't you think about what they did for you when you were a snot-nosed kid? It's about time we start thinking about those things. How they worked the fields and worked hard, sweat their brow so they could make sure you could eat every day. Yet you say, I don't love my dad. I love my mother. God help us. Amen. Hello? Amen. I'll tell you some things my dad taught me. And my dad wasn't even a saved man. He might have got saved at the very end of his life, but I'm not sure. But I know he wasn't saved when I was growing up. But my dad was probably more honest than most church members. He really was, Eddie. Here's some things that my dad taught me. And he didn't even know Christ as a Savior. He taught me, never ask anyone to do something you won't do yourself. He taught me always to keep my word. He said, if you tell someone, you do it. By the way, it was my dad's ethics that got me to go to church. Did you know my dad never took me to church, that his ethics made me go to church? I know I told you the story. I wasn't saved, and I met little Rosie. And she said, go to church with me tomorrow. I said, okay, I'll go with you. But that night I ran, after I left her in the daytime, I went running to the bars, and I didn't get home like 4 or 5 in the morning. That's a rough life out there. I've been there. So I knew Rosie would call Andrew. I knew Rosie would call me to go to church. She would not call me just to call me. When I first messaged, I'll give you my phone number, you can call me. She says, I don't call boys. I said, all girls call me. They did. She said, I will never call you. I don't call boys. That's a good thing you girls ought to go by. That's the one I married, by the way. Think about that. But I knew she would call me to go to church. So I took the phone at 5 in the morning when I got it, I took the phone off the hook. Now I'm 18 years old, Coolidge. I'm out of high school and I'm working at Allied Chemical. Still with mom and dad. I stayed with them till I got married. But I'm 18 years old. I'm out of high school and everything. And hey, turn around, young lady. Don't talk no more. See, the trouble with you, you're not listening to the old man. You're going to grow up and your life's going to get messed up. You're going to say, man, I wish I'd listened to the old man. Because the old man can help you because I used to be you kids' age. I know you don't believe that, but I can show you pictures. I was best friends with Ben Franklin. So Rosie calls Jim and the phone's busy. But you know what? That didn't stop Rosie. She drives down in her 1960 Ford, her dad's Ford. He later turned to Chevrolet.
Amen.
Anyways, she drove down that big old white Ford, Gary, and she knocked on the door. And as usual, my dad was downstairs reading the Sunday paper on the couch. He came to the door. Here's this little girl, 97 pounds. Is Richie there? He said, yeah, he's here. Come on in, I'll get him. What do you want him for? She said, he told me he's going to church to pick him up. My dad came upstairs. I'm in bed sleeping. Hey, there's a little girl down there. She come to get you to go to church. And mind you, my dad don't go to church. I said, Dad, I'm not going. Tell her I'm not going. I didn't get in till 5 in the morning. I can't make it. I'll go next Sunday. He said this. Did you tell her that you were going to go? And I said, yes, sir, I did. And by the way, I said, yes, sir. I called my dad, yes, sir. And no, sir.
Amen.
And he said, you told her you were going to go? I said, yes, sir. I knew it. He just said, mind you now, I'm already out of high school. I'm working at Allied Chemical. I've got my own job, my own car. I'm living with my dad, but I'm grown up. I'm out of school. He said two words. Get up. And he went back downstairs and said, he'll be right down. And I don't know what Jimmy, I was blown out. I mean, it was a rough night that night. I went to church. I don't even know if my hair was combed. I know I wasn't shaved. And I don't even know what I looked like back then. But I went to church that day. And it's probably the turning point of my life for Christ. And it was because, you get this, you guys get this real down deep because I'll always know this. I believe because I honored my dad, God helped me to get saved later on. Because I believe if I wouldn't went to church that day, I would have become more rebellious. And more, see, at the age of 18, I was already an alcoholic. That's not amen, it's on me. Yeah, I know what you're saying, though, Billy. I know. I started drinking when I was 14 years old. I knew all about the pool halls in the back. Listen, I knew all about that stuff. It's all nothing but danger. It's a dark, dead-end street. It's exciting. Oh, it's exciting. But it's a lonely road, and it's a dead-end street. And if I'd have been killed then, I would have died and went to hell. By the way, there's always a payday. The wage of sin is death.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you ever notice the harlots on the streets? They could be 25 years old, but they look like they're 55 years old. Sin makes you pay a price. Walk with God when you're young. Walk with God. Learn to love God. Learn to love your mom and dad. Honor your mom and dad. It'll change your life. This is good stuff, isn't it? We'll get done with it because it's almost 12. We need to. I remember all that my dad did at work. By the way, and he taught me that, you know what they wrote about my dad? Mark, when my dad died, they put a big write-up about my dad. Allied Chemical, Plascon Products. They had a huge write-up about my dad. And they had hundreds of workers there. Hundreds of workers. Not thousands, but hundreds. Probably 500 to 700 workers. My dad left a legacy at Allied Chemical. And they wrote about it. They said Harvey Skiver was the greatest worker, the hardest working man that they ever employed in the history of their plant. They wrote that about my dad. He was the hardest working man that they ever employed. He normally would work 16 hours a day, and he'd work as hard on the back eight that he did the first eight. Most men didn't want to work with my dad because he would work. And I was real close. I wish you boys would get real close with your dad. I feel sorry for a guy that's not close to their dad. Man, we hunted and fished and did everything together. I worked with, sometimes we just ride the same car. One week we were working, each of us were working 16 hours a day, and somehow we only used one car. We were together on one shift, and when I was sleeping, he was working. When he was working, I was sleeping. We used one car a whole week between the two of us. I would take it home, he would bring it. Are you with me? Somehow it worked out. But I had so many great days with my dad. I can't imagine anyone not loving their dad. You ought to love your mom and dad. I love my mama too. Someone would have said something bad about my mama. Now you might not like this because I'm a preacher, but I'm just being honest with you. Someone said bad something about my mom or dad. They never did because I would have popped them right in the nose. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I remember we went to, in 1960, we went to a sports arena exhibit, boat show. Might have been 59. And he saw this Crosby boat, 17-foot fiberglass. Back then, that was a big boat with a 45-horse Mercury. He said, Rich, I'm going to work all year, and I'm going to save my money. We're going to pay cash. We're going to have that boat. He worked all that year. The next year, he said, come on, son, I've got the money. He had $3,000 in an envelope. You could buy a lot for $3,000 back in 1960. By the way, in 1968, I bought a brand new Buick out of the showroom for $3,333. A Buick. Brand new. But he paid $3,000 and he bought that boat motor trailer, Gator trailer. And Lake Erie's got a lot of good, back when I was a kid, they had a lot of fish in Lake Erie. A lot of perch, then a few walleye, but now there's more walleye and less perch. I think the walleye ate the perch. But there would be nothing to go out and catch 500 perch in one day when I was a kid at Lake Erie. And we used to go out fishing all the time. He'd take me water skiing, all kinds of stuff. We took it up to Canada. We took it up to Michigan. I had so many great days. I thought of Dave. I thought of Mike. Is Mike still here? Not Mike Porter, but the other Mike. Mike Hills? He was here. I thought I saw him earlier. He likes to hunt that. He likes to fish the river. My dad, I've got all kinds of great memories. My dad take me up the Maumee River. I go up there sometimes just when I go to Toledo. I'll just go up there anywhere my dad used to take me. And I'll just sit there and remember all the great days I had with my dad. You ought to love your dad. Amen. You ought to honor your dad. You ought to thank God for your dad. Some of us wish we had our dads today. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Three pages. I'm only on half a page. You got two full pages. Well, let me say this to you. Children, let your dad know you love him and appreciate him. Tell him today that you love him. Tell him today you appreciate him. He might act like macho, but inside he's glad to hear it. You'll never know how long you'll be with him. I remember being with my dad, and we worked second shift together, and I was telling Brother Mark, we came home together. Mike, we drove home together in the same car, and I had a key that I had for my Buick. It was bent. And I said, hey, Dad, I bent my key. He said, well, come on down. We'll come on down to the basement. We'll put in a vise, and we'll straighten it out for you. And so he put the key in the vise, and he straightened it out for me. He said, that worked just like new. I said, thanks, Dad. I said, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bud. So I went home. That was at 12:30 at night. About 2 hours later, my mother called me. Said, get down here. Something really bad wrong with your dad. He had a massive stroke. On January 11th, he had a massive stroke. And for 7 days, he was like in a coma. He died on January 18th at 12:20. I was right with him. Matter of fact, I never went to work. I never left my dad. When he was in the hospital, I just stayed with my dad. Some of you don't even love your dad. Shame on you. I wouldn't even leave my dad. He died at 12:20. I was there. I know. Interesting. Years later, my son David was born on January 11th, the day he had a stroke. And David was born at 12:20. My son entered this life at 12:20, the same time his grandfather left this earth. That's interesting, isn't it? You got a mom and dad today. You ought to love them. You ought to appreciate them. They did so much to keep you. You know, we're so ungrateful. I bet you, you know what? You kids, think about what would you do without your mom and dad? Pastor Dave was telling me, I think it was Pastor Dave, he dropped off a little kid the other day in Wyndham, and he didn't think the little boy even had a house. He thought his mom and dad might have been living on the street. You ought to thank God you got a bed to lay in and a roof over your head. Because your mom and dad work so hard to give you what you have, and you don't even appreciate it. Hello. Isn't this a great Father's Day? Yeah. I'm going to stop. I had two more pages. I'll say this to the men. Wish I wouldn't have ran out of time. Let me say this to the men. In verse 4 of Ephesians 6, it said that fathers were to teach our children, to nurture them and teach them the admonition of the Lord. In other words, we're supposed to show them Christ and teach them about Christ, and we're supposed to teach them about the fear of God. And can I say this to you, fathers? If you don't fear God, your children won't.
That's right.
If you don't read your Bible, your children probably won't. If you don't go, if you're not faithful in church, guess what? Your children probably won't. But you know what? When my kids were underneath my roof, they went to church. Tammy and David never prayed. Are we going to church Wednesday? They knew they were going to church on Wednesday. Are we going back to church Sunday night, Dad? They never said that to me. They knew they were going to church on Sunday night. Dad, are we going to read our Bible today? They knew we were going to read our Bible today. Are we going to take time and pray as a family? They knew we were going to take time and pray as a family. Listen, fathers. You will either put things in your children's life or you will not. You either put good things in your kids' life or you'll put bad things. Hello? And God says we're to teach. If I don't fear God, then you think my kids will fear God? By the way, don't break your neck. It's 5 after 12. By the way, I put it away, but I had 2 full pages. We never got to them. And I'm not kidding you. I was only on the first page. You think I'm kidding you, but I'm not. We need some godly fathers. Listen to me. Bethel Baptist Church, America needs help, and we need to start building in the churches. And Bethel Baptist, we need to start building godly children. We need to build a generation of children that know and walk with God. These kids will never know and walk with God unless we do it ourselves. We reflect to them what Christ is in us. And if he doesn't have our life, then he's not going to know their life. I'll give you a quick example. Growing up, not only did I teach people about the things of God, but we lived in Toledo, Ohio. Now we root for the Indians because I live here. But when I was in Toledo, Ohio, I used to root for the Yankees. I like being a winner. So at this place, if they ever get some real people, know how to run a team. Okay, I'll stop. Guess what? My son, David Richard, he loves the New York Yankees. Guess what my grandson, Austin, likes? He likes the New York Yankees. I wonder how it was passed on down. Are you still with me? I have a bad temper. Guess what? It was passed on down. We leave good things and bad things. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. How many good things are you leaving? How many things of Christ are you leaving? Are you with me? And I'll say this for the husbands and the wives. Husbands, I was going to read to you out of Ephesians 5:25 and 5:33. Love your wives. Tell you, I wrote down six or seven things to tell her. Tell her you love her. Not just once in a while at nighttime when you want something from her. Oh, boy, you're getting personal now. You watch filthy stuff on TV and you get mad at me saying a true statement to you that makes you think. I wish you'd tell her in the morning with passion, I love you, Dow. In the morning when you're going to work, like you say at nighttime, oh, I love you, Dow. You treat her like a witch all the rest of the time. Hello? Spend some time with your wife. Spend some time with your children. Most married guys spend more time with their buddies than they do their wife and their children, and they wonder why their marriages are wrong. Am I helping you guys at all? And you say to your wife, come here, honey bun. But all day you've been treating her like a floor mat, like dirt. And you wonder why she has a headache at night. I'm sorry, I got a headache. Guess who gave her the headache? You did, bucko! Because you're stupid old! We need to get our homes right. Old Stevie DeSalms, while he was here, he sent some flowers to us. Stevie DeSalms was really, he sent his flowers, before he left, he sent flowers, and the day he arrived back, the flowers came to his wife. And I said, Steve, you're a smart man. I said, you need to, see, fellas, women love flowers. You and I don't care much about them, but I'll sell you some for a dollar afterwards. But they smell good. Women love flowers. Once in a while, just for the fun of it. Just for the fun of it. No occasion. Just pick up some flowers. Even if you stop by the cemetery and pick one off up the cemetery, you know. Put a new card on. I love you. Thinking about you. If you don't tell them where you got them, they'll never know. And from the laugh of you, some of you have already done it. Once in a while, though, it'd be nice just to pick up some flowers. Steve, you're a young man. Once in a while, just to pick up some flowers, no special occasion, and say, honey, I got these here because I love you and appreciate you and thank God for you. Boy, she won't have a headache that night because she'll know you appreciate her. Hello?
Amen.
And let me say this to you. Tell her you appreciate her. Now we're quick to yell, boy, you burnt my meat, or you burnt my cake, or burnt my eggs, or well, how about when she cooks a great meal? Do you say, oh, we complain, oh, you're no good, but boy, how about that when it's real delicious? You say, boy, that was delicious. Or she might have a new dress on or something new. Boy, or your hair, when they get their hair done, I don't care if you like it or not. Tell them it looks tremendous. I'm trying to help you guys. You're going to be getting married in the future. No matter what she does, you say, I love it. I don't care if you lie. God, that's it. Sorry to lie when it's that. You can lie when it's to your wife about her hair. If you say, I hate your hair, then God's looking down. He's an idiot. I'm going to quote a scripture. God told me to stop. Mark, I'm going to quote a scripture. You might have to read it, but I'm going to quote it. It's in Proverbs. Everyone turn to scripture. Proverbs 18:22. I'm going to stop with the scripture here. Proverbs 18:22. Let me give a thought here. Whoso findeth a wife, is that what it says there? Is that what Proverbs 18:22? Look at this, fella. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. So if you're married today, look to your wife and say, you're a good thing. You're married to a thing. But Mark, it's a good thing. Don't you forget it. And by the way, happy anniversary. Is it your anniversary today? How many years? Let's give them a great hand. 23 years. Fantastic. I know Brummets have got one coming up too. Larry and Barb Brummett's got one coming up in June. But let me say this to you. Don't close that verse on me. I'm not done yet. I can keep going. You know I can. But it's 12. It's 13 after 12, so you don't have to crack your neck. Whoso find the wife, find a good thing. But look at the rest of that verse. And obtain favor from the Lord. Larry? Do you know what God says in that verse about Jeannie and Barb to you guys? I blessed you. Your wives are a blessing. Bobby, God says, I showed you favor. I gave you that wife. Amen. Ray, I blessed you with her. Hello? You say, well, the old hag. Hey, look in the mirror, Buckle. They're the ones that got the raw deal. Brother McCardle? God said your precious wife was a blessing from God. Amen. Brother Elmer, your precious wife can cook real good, which we ate the other night, is a blessing from God. Jeff, you go home and tell your wife today. By the way, I've been missing her. You tell her I missed her. I've been missing her the last few weeks. You say, preacher said, God said you're a blessing from heaven. That's what obtained favor of the Lord. Amen? And so, let's remember these things. And on Father's Day, let's remember not just our earthly Father, but let's honor our Heavenly Father. And if you're here today and you've never been saved, I hope you'll trust Christ as your Savior. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Mark, come forward. Piano player, come forward. Father, we thank you for the time we've had. I really tried to put something in their hearts. God, I pray for the kids and even the adults have not been good with their parents. Pray that you'd break their heart. Pray that they would turn so their life would not be ruined. Pray that they'd have a repentant heart. And Father, go back to their parents and tell them they're sorry and that they love them. They want to honor them and honor God. And thankful for the God for what God's given them through their parents and through their wife, the husband. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed today, right before we leave, how many be honest with God and honest with yourself today and say, preacher, I don't care if you're young or old. I don't care if you're young or old. You'd say, pastor, I'll be honest with you. God spoke to my heart while you preached today, and I've not been right with my mom and dad. Lately, I've been doing wrong against my parent, and I want to tell God I'm sorry today, and then I'm going to go tell my mom and my dad. Would you say, pray for me? Who'd say that? Young or old? Who'd say it? Yes. Yes. I'm seeing adults. Yes. Yes. See, young person. Yes. 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 If you're not right, yes, sir. If you're not right with your parents, you're not right with God. Yes, sir. I see that young man. Yes, I see that young lady. God bless you. Preacher, I'm not right with God because I'm not right with my mom and dad, and I want to be right. I'm going to go today. I'm going to tell God I'm sorry, and then I'm going to tell them I'm sorry. Why don't we really do something profitable on Father's Day today? Why don't we get right back with our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Father? Why don't we get things right in line like they're supposed to be? And then you'll have peace. And then you'll have joy. And then you'll have joy unspeakable. You young people have been fighting with your mom and dad. You ought to go into the, you ought to hit this altar and say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. You're lucky God don't kill you right down with lightning coming down. You rebels, you're going to die a rebel's life. The way of the wicked is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. We need to get our homes right. And some of you fathers, you've been provoking your children to wrath. You ought to say, God, forgive me, and quit provoking your children to wrath. Ephesians 6:4. I didn't get to preach at all. I had a ton of stuff I didn't get to preach. We wonder why America's all messed up. We don't have the house of God right. Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. You don't want to die and go to hell. You'd say, preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. Who'd say that? Raise your hand. Pray for me. I won't come to you, but I will pray for you. Pastor, I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? Pray for me. I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. I need to take Jesus as my Savior. Pray for me. How many husbands here tonight say, I'm going to be a better parent, or I want to be a better father? Pray for me, preacher. How many say that today? How many men? God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, I did what I could. I pray you'll bless everything we said, Father. I pray, Holy Spirit, make some of these words linger in their heart. Pray they'll have no rest. Pray that they'll honor their parent. Oh, God, young and old alike, I pray that you'll put a burning in their heart to honor and love their parent. By loving them and honoring them, they're honoring you and loving you also. Let them see when they're away from their parent, they're away from God. When they hate their parent, they hate God. When they're mad at their parent, they're mad at God. Help them that doesn't please you at all. If there's anyone here today that doesn't know you as Savior, Lord, let them know that Christ died just for them and He loves them. That He was buried and on the third day He arose according to the Scripture. That Christ Jesus is in heaven, and all that will put their faith in Him, trust Him, He will save to the uttermost. Help them to look to a living Savior that's real, that's risen, that's reigning, and one day returning. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. What page?